spinning on Dexter 72 and Dexter 73. Well, it's spring now, and I just finished washing my nice lamb's wool blanket and sitting here after having attended a beautiful fire session within the walls of a temple, and gracious that I was able to make it today. You know, it was one of those days where I said, you know, I'm going to get up, and as much as I want Mom to be with me in church, and her dementia and things are taking her in different places, I just solidified the fact that I just needed to get up out of bed and just go ahead and receive this intermittent session that I needed to have with God and trust and believe. If you believe in God, then you know when you want to be a warrior, you have to get your armor up, get up, and get to it. And it doesn't happen by slumber. It happens by perseverance. It happens in action. And in that action, all I can hear is the fire. We need the fire. We need to interact and grab the things that are so important to us with the same intentions of anything else that we do that we really phenomenally love. It's just as good as, oh, I'm going to pour a glass of wine. Just as good as, oh, you know what? I need to have a cigarette. Just as good as those things might feel or do you some justice for that day, and you get to your place where all of a sudden I was thinking everything is just so still. Dexter 73, stop. Everything is so still. And all I want to know is that the love that I have for God, can I feel it? I just really wanted to feel it in my toes. I could feel my legs shaking. I could feel my toes tapping. I could feel the quiet and the sense of calm come over me. And I could feel myself asking God, are you there? I know you're there. I can feel you. And I could hear Pastor talking. I could hear her. I just said, if I fall, Lord, are you going to catch me? Because what I was really asking was, I've trusted you in so many things, Father. Oh, Father God, I trusted you in so many things. And now I need to know, are you there? Do you hear me? I walked myself. I pranced. I didn't walk. I pranced. I pranced up. I heard something that said, just come and be touched. Just come. Come and get this love. Let me feel your presence. And I walked, and then everything just turned out. It was like silence. There was just motion in the background. And I could just hear and almost smell this sense of just warmth. And I said, I think I'm going to fall. I think I'm going to fall. Are you there, God? I just kept asking. If I fall, are you going to catch me? And I just felt my knees just go from under me. Just go from under me. And that was when I just told him, I trusted you, God. I trusted you. I trusted you. And I could hear in the background the music playing. I trust him. I trust him. And I went with it, and I just felt so relieved. And then we know that it's Pentecostal for some of those who are in this journey. Come on in this journey with me. Come on in this journey. Come on, 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 come on. Pentecostal, Ramadan, people are fasting. Glory be to God, glory be to God, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I would love to have someone come in my life and just be there. And be there. I would love for my life to be shared. I would love for my life to go viral. I would just love to feel that presence of those who have an encounter come share with me this journey. I went to my mom today and I said, Mom, you know, sometimes our little wicker inside of us gets dim because we have to see the fire. And I've never been, this is how I perceive my fear of my fire going out, is that I could fall, stumble, fall on the curb, my slip, anything, something could be showing. I could literally be walking and bump right into a wall in front of a gazillion people and go, oh, you know what? Hey, no, nothing off my skin, nothing off my back. But when I hear that Leviticus saw those dry bones and prophesied, and all those dry bones came up and they were real. And when I hear, you know, that the burning bush, God's presence was there, now I have fear. But what I really fear is, am I going to save myself? Because now, in this timely order, in this timely fashion, where things need to get done, those things that we talk about on our tongue, the patience and the glory and the saying hallelujahs and all those things become constant in my mind. That's what I want to take home. That's what I'm going to drive down the park. That's what I want. That's what I want when I see a home run. That's where I see myself. That's where I see myself when I'm cooking, when I'm really doing something and I'm putting some love into it. That's where I see myself. I want us to all love. I want y'all to love. And to sum this all up, you know, everyone has something that's going on that's an entanglement in their family matters. I got a link from my sister not having the best relationship. She's just blah, blah, blah about anything. And her and my parent, they have a different kind of love for one another. And I began to understand that. But the only thing that was going to build on our relation and our relationship with her and I was if she could be able to listen, if we could listen to one another and we could walk through some things together and not apart and have an understanding. Well, wouldn't anyone not be surprised that God hears all prayers? Because at the same time that I was falling for the Lord and asking if he was there and I trusted him and I trust him, my sister was also in a whole nother state in front of witnesses, also asking for her confession, for her self, for her emergence unto him. Everyone be blessed. Please help me along in this journey. Help me become a listener, a better listener. And come with me on this journey. I encourage everyone to be uplifted. Thank you so much for your patience with me today. God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.